Well, the rumors had been circulating for weeks about big changes coming to Xerox this morning. We have confirmation that this is indeed true. The Japanese company Fujifilm Holdings is taking over Xerox in a restructuring intended to slash costs. The two firms already have a joint venture for the past 50-plus years, but now Fuji takes a 50.1% stake in the newly formed company called Fuji Xerox. George Conboy is chairman at Brighton Securities, joining us now for some analysis. Thank you, George. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Happy to be with you.
Well, the rumors that have been going around had to do with billionaire Xerox investors Carl Icahn and Darwin Deason, who have a controlling interest in the company, wanting to take it in a new direction. Are they the force behind this deal? Did you imagine that this is what they had in mind?
I'm not sure this is what they had in mind, Beth. I'm quite certain that what Carl Icahn may have had in mind is whatever benefits Carl Icahn. They had pressured local management, Xerox management, I should say, to do something with the company because, frankly, what they'd been doing with the company wasn't working that well. You've seen 10 years of revenues basically flat and a constant restructuring mode, 20 layoffs here, 50 layoffs there. And Icahn and Deason own 16% of the company. Current Xerox management owns 0.25%. But rather than try to fix the company, Xerox management decided to merge them with Fuji. 10,000 job cuts. The one job cut you won't be seeing is a Xerox CEO, although they haven't said where they're going to cut 10,000 jobs. They have said that the CEO gets to keep his job, so I thought that was curious.
So should Xerox employees here in Rochester, there are 3,400 of them left now, be very worried about their jobs?
I think if I were a Xerox employee here in Rochester, I would be concerned. I don't think I would be worried that by Friday they're going to cut me loose. But when you hear a number of 10,000 job cuts worldwide, it's very difficult to imagine that at least some of those cuts won't happen in the Rochester area. So I think you've got a lot of folks out there updating their resume this morning.
Well, of course, Xerox tries to put a good spin on this. CEO Jeff Jacobson said this morning about the deal. He talked about the compatible cultures with Fuji, the mutual respect, as we mentioned, that decades-long partnership with them. And he talked about a seamless transition. Will it be that? Does it make sense for Xerox to merge with Fuji?
Well, I think the first couple of things the CEO said are true. Xerox and Fuji have worked together for, since the 60s, more than 50 years now. And whether the cultures are compatible, I think that's probably plausible. But the idea that there won't be a lot of changes, there won't be a lot of changes to the CEO's jobs. I think there will be plenty of changes to other jobs within Xerox as they start to put this company together. When both Fuji and Xerox have struggled to sell more copiers in the current market, how do you do better? Well, one of the ways you do better is to cut costs. If you can't increase sales, you have to cut costs. And you're not going to see that stop at either of those companies.
George, as we digest this news, you can't help but think of Xerox's history in Rochester. It started as the Haloid Photographic Company back in the early part of the 20th century. And Xerox eventually became one of our region's biggest three employers. And as you alluded to a minute ago, there have been problems in recent years. When did the company start having problems and shedding jobs? Can you kind of do a recap on that history?
Oh, Beth, the last of the big three, really the youngest of the big three here in Rochester. And I'll say that my own personal history is that I came to Rochester as a young child in the early 60s from Providence when my father came here to work for Xerox as they were just exploding upward with that new innovation, the copier. The real recent problems with Xerox, the longer term problem is a problem that Kodak shared. And I call it the curse of profitability. Here's a company that owned its category. It was so healthy, so profitable, that it could afford to ignore a lot of other potential businesses and not diversify so much. The recent problems started back in the late 90s with terrible management. Management at Xerox was essentially cooking the books, and the stock went from $60 down to $20 and ultimately into the single digits. It was nearly wrecked by Paul Allaire and his gang of thieves. Now, Ann Mulcahy took over as CEO and essentially rescued the company. Had she not turned it around, Xerox would have been out of business by the year 2000. So the company was saved, but then they entered the digital age. And if you think of two questions, answer these two questions for yourself. that will encapsulate what's been happening with Xerox. And those two questions are this. When's the last time you pushed the button on a copier, number one? And number two, was it a Xerox copier? And the answers to those questions for a lot of people are not recently and no. And because of those two answers, Xerox has been struggling.
George Conboy is chairman at Brighton Securities. Thank you so much for your insight this morning, George. This is a story that will continue for weeks and beyond here in Rochester. So we'll stay in touch.
Thanks, Beth. Always great to speak with you.